Family First Care, this is Alton.
Hi, this is Denisha Robinson. I had a missed call.
Yes, you had spoken to... Hi, my name is Allison. I'm calling from a home care agency, Family First Care. You had spoken to my coworker, Erica, in regards to Ms. Felice.
Yes.
Okay, and now she had passed me along the information. I work as an enrollment specialist for the home care process. I just wanted to reach out. Is now a good time to discuss, or...
Yes, that's good.
Okay, so... I just wanted to reach out. Did you have any questions after you spoke with Erica about setting up the first appointment or anything about the application process?
No, I didn't. I am actually doing it. I sat down with my grandmom yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do it. Or we've like started it and then I just haven't finished it.
You're
but
good.
I'll just do it without her because she just kind of wanted to see like how, you know, it all works. But I let her know because she's like, well, I don't want anybody from the outside, you know, in my
yeah.
home.
Yeah.
Like
no, that's totally valid. That's
you
valid.
Know?
Yeah.
So and then if she was like back and forth for a couple of days, that's what like kind of took so long with me doing the application. But like,
got
I don't
it.
Know if I want to do it. I want to do it. I'm like, this is something you need because I'm here every day.
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, so I'm in the process of actually finishing it for her today, and then
okay.
I'll just, yeah.
So you're doing the paper one, if you don't mind me asking?
It's one that she sent in the email, I believe.
Okay, so let me see.
What, do you need a paper? Do you need me to get a paper application?
Let me see. So what did Erica send you via email?
Hold on one second. I'm not even sure.
Because I want to make sure you guys are in the right place. Did you have any appointments with the independent enrollment broker at all?
No.
Okay.
We need to start. Like.
Okay. So, I don't know. Sorry for so many questions. I'm just trying to catch up where I can help you guys from. Did she give you the number for the broker? At all, the 877?
No,
or
if, I don't have
if you don't
anymore.
Have it? Okay.
No.
So I want you, are you able to grab pen, paper, or write this down in your notes on your phone?
Let me see. Yeah, you can give it to me now. I'll just put it in my phone.
Okay. So the number to get this started, it is 4. You can put down PA, like Pennsylvania, I,
okay.
like Igloo, E, like Edward, B, like boy.
Okay.
PAIB. This is the long-term care department through welfare. That's where what this program is called the waiver program, that you're allowed to take care of your loved ones and get paid for it, and they approve the hours. So this is the department to get the first appointment set up and get the ball rolling on that.
Okay, gotcha.
So they will help you and set up the first appointment to come out in person and help you guys fill out the paper application. So when you guys are ready, the number is 877.
877, okay.
550.
550.
4227.
227, okay.
And so you guys call in there, you press option 1 for a new case. They will want to speak with her during the first initial phone call, but she's allowed to say, I'm going to have my daughter, this is Denisha, correct?
Yes, her granddaughter.
I'm saying, okay, granddaughter, sorry.
No, yeah, you got it right. No, you're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you can speak to them from then on out. They'll authorize you, put you onto the case, but it's just that first phone call. And then they'll end that by scheduling the first appointment to come out in home and help her fill out the paperwork.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, so if you have any questions, you can call the same number that you called me back on. This is my direct line. You can text me or call me.
Got you. All right, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Again, my name is Allison.
Allison, okay,
yes.
I want to get this done today.
And
you
got it.
I wanted to ask you a question. In the meantime, until I get my grandmother started, would you guys have, like, any other cases you could put me on, like, in the area?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, 2-3 days out the week or something.
What is a good email for you?
It's my first and last name. So it's Denisha,
D-E-N-A-S-H-I-A,
Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, 360 at gmail.com.
And then the best address for you.
It's 228 West Diamond Street in Coatesville, PA.
Perfect. What I'll do is I am going to submit this over to the staffing department. What happens is when there's a case in your area, it'll ping your, like, the radius, the, oh my gosh, the zip code, and they will contact you with the qualifications and requirements and then go over onboarding if you accept the case.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Awesome. So I'll submit you for that. And then if you have any questions, you just call me, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, though. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure. Take care.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.